And hey, look, leader of Hands Off Glebe, Dennis Doherty, has been fighting to end the demolition of public housing in Glebe since joining the group more than a decade ago. This year, residents have been protesting each month in response to the government's plans to evict over 100 residents from Franklin Bay Street's complex in Glebe. Under the scheme, the buildings will be demolished and the land will be sold to private property developers. Next week, Hands Off Glebe are hosting a fundraising film night and their sixth protest of the year. Dennis, have I got you on the line?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for joining us here today on Thursday Drive.
Look, thank you.
No, of course. It's such an important topic to be talking about, and we're very, very happy to be sharing with our listeners this very important subject matter. Look, you've been involved in this battle for more than a decade. Why is it so important to you to stop the evictions and redevelopment of public housing in Glebe?
Oh, I think Glebe is just the tip of the iceberg. It's just it's happening all over the state, not just in Glebe. But when it comes to being in your backyard, and I'm from Glebe, I think it's important that we stand up for the people who are our neighbours, and they have been treated rather poorly. And this government policy, which has got the terrible name of Community Plus, which is anything but Community Plus, where they sell off public housing public housing estates, 70% goes to private and 30% is to social housing. I think that's an absolutely dreadful policy. And in the middle of a housing crisis, I think we just have to make a stand.
Most definitely. I couldn't agree with you more. And just quickly off the top of my head, does this come down to gentrification in your eyes?
Oh, yeah, it's very much so. They destroyed an estate in Glebe, which I don't know whether people know Glebe, but it's on the corner of Bay Street and Elgar Street. And they created properties there that were selling for $2.3 million each, penthouses and so on. And you know that insert that goes into the Herald called The Domain? Well, they did a write-up of it, and they said a new elegance has come to Glebe. Mm. That was the opening sentence.
I don't like that. That's quite gross, that wording right there. Linguistically, yeah. They could have done that better. most definitely. And look, you know, the more than 100 residents living in the Franklin Bay Streets complex. Is that the complex that you're specifically talking about?
Oh, no, that's the latest one. There was an earlier one which they've already destroyed, and they evicted 300 people from that.
300.
And then they turned them, changed the names. They've got really posh names like West End and names like that. The buildings are, some of them are 13 stories and so on. But the Franklin Street complex was going to be, people were supposed to be out of there by 2022, and then the demolition start shortly after that. But the virus stopped that, so they're not going to evict anyone till 2025. Mm. But we want them to announce that they've thought of something better rather than evicting people and building large buildings.
Of course. And, you know, considering public housing is often home to some of the most vulnerable people in society, could you give me a bit of a sense of how the community is dealing with the threat of being forcibly relocated?
Well, it's quite distressing, really. I mean, I'm not personally involved, and I'm on the outside, as it were. But I know I have friends in that building, and I see them having to cope with they're sort of living in a halfway sort of situation, whether they're going to come or stay, so that's stressful. And then there is the individuals who have, some are frail elderly, some are blind, some have got mental health and ordinary health problems, their families that have children going to the local schools. There are all these interconnections with the community that are all going to be just ripped apart. And that's what I said earlier, that this is this is treatment of people, which is really shouldn't happen. These are citizens of New South Wales, and they should be treated equally with any citizen in New South Wales, not just moved around like pawns on a chessboard.
Of course. And, you know, the government has promised that residents will be able to return once the new development is complete. Do you take their word on that?
Well, put it this way, the record is that people normally come back about something like 4% come back. Because by the time they pull it down and build it up and open it up for habitation again, it's sometimes a six, seven or eight year period. And so that if you've moved into a place and you're happy with wherever you moved to, they often don't want to come back. And then the other fallacy is that what they're building in Franklin Street are bedsits for single people, and there are families. So the families are straight away excluded from coming back because they won't have the proper housing. So, it's an empty promise, really. Mm. There's really no reason why they should evict them in the first place. There are many, many sites of factories that are no longer being used, and property like that, rather than ripping a community apart like the one at Franklin Street.
Yeah, of course. And is there any other alternatives that you would like to see happen as opposed to the planned development that's happening at the moment or going to happen very soon?
Well, see, the deeper problem is that the state government will not put any money into housing. What they say is that it's a self-generating funding body, so that the rents from the stock that they have should be enough to cover maintenance and new housing. And it's not even covering maintenance, because if you want to have an ear bashing, just ask somebody who's in public housing to talk to them about maintenance. You know, the maintenance of the stock is really of poor quality, and they wait for a long time for things to happen. And when they do happen, they often are, the work is shoddy. So that's what I'd like to see. I just forgotten your question again. Sorry.
That's okay. No worries. I was just asking what alternatives would you like to see happen?
Oh, yeah, sorry. So the first thing is that there should be money put into public housing.
Mm-hmm.
So our catch cry is defend and extend public housing, so that at the moment it forms somewhere in the vicinity of about 6% of the housing stock in the state, and we want that percentage to be pushed out to more like 12, and so that there is an option for people. Even people on reasonable wages are finding it hard to get houses.
Yeah.
And so that there are these houses that people could rent and rent for long periods and look after, rather than sort of putting a whole lot of fragile people together, so that you have you look after the fragile and you also look after those who have a reasonable income but don't have quite enough for a house. So,
yeah, of course.
It would solve these problems that we have with the housing crisis, where there's so many homeless people, couch surfers and so on. And then on top of that, we've got mortgage stress and rental stress and so on.
Yeah, of course. And, it's been plastered across the news as of late. You know, the prices of inflation at the moment, the cost of living itself is just ridiculously high. So I totally understand and agree with that sort of approach that you've just suggested there. Look, you've got your sixth protest of this year happening next week. Are you hopeful that ongoing pressure from the community could potentially change the government's decision?
Well, that's our plan. The plan is persistence, and to the fact that they've given us an extra 3 years to push back at them, we rejoice at that prospect. But we have what we would call a minor rally on every third Thursday of the month at the corner of Broadway and Bay Street. But we plan bigger rallies and to make more noise to the minister. And it's only this sort of stuff, the action by the people, that will bring the government to heel and make them wake up to the terrible state of housing.
Yeah. Exactly. Is that the best way? Is joining in on the protests and the rallies that you'll be organising later on in the year the best way that we can help as well?
I think so. I think that's the everything else has failed. You know, like sending them a persuasive letter hasn't worked. Mm-hmm. And I think that this sort of constant pressure, petitions, postcards, that sort of we're just sort of keeping up the pressure on the government, the New South Wales government, and the Minister for Homes to reverse these decisions. And we think if we could get a win in Glebe, it might do a great thing for New South Wales as a whole.
Brilliant. And how do we keep up with when these organised protests are going to be happening? Is there a Facebook page that we can join?
Yes, we've got a Facebook. Yes, it's called Hands Off Glebe, Facebook. And there's a website which I sometimes keep up to date. but I keep the Facebook fairly up to date, and there'll be events in there, and people are more than willing. If people would like to come along, it's a bit cold in the winter, but
that's okay.
Hold the placard for an hour.
That's why we've got beanies. Well, thank you so much, Dennis. I wish you all the best luck, and of course, we will be putting that link up to your Facebook page and the website for Hands Off Glebe on our own website for 2SER. So, thank you so much for coming on, and I wish you the best of luck.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good one. Bye. That was Dennis Doherty, leader of local community group Hands Off Glebe, calling for an end to the demolition and redevelopment of Glebe's public housing. A very important topic. It's affecting so many people. And really, I urge you to go to those protests if you can, in support of this beautiful community group that has formed together.